Time for our Spotlight program. As I mentioned earlier, it's our monthly visit to the campus on the north side of Fairfield, Maharshi University of Management. And today we welcome to the studio Baruti. Did I get that name right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Well, thank you very much to me, I guess. Baruti is a doctoral student in Maharshi Vedic Science of Maharshi Vedic Science at Maharshi University of Management here in Fairfield, currently serving as the president of MUM's Global Student Council. And he has an interesting story. Our friend Ken Chalkin got us in touch with Baruti, and we're going to just sort of talk about the university, you, and how you two came together, I guess. That's what we're talking about today, right?
Well, let's have at it. Well, for me, it began with Dr. Lawrence Edward Carter Sr. He's the dean of the Martin Luther King Chapel at Morehouse College in Atlanta. He invited Dr. Hagelin to speak during their annual Science and Spirituality Awareness Week. That was in 2006. Dr. Hagelin left a number of his books behind. Dean Carter calls me several months later because I was traveling at that time and said, you need to read this book. I'm like, okay, what's the title of it? He says, Manual for Perfect Government. I said, okay. I come to his office at the chapel. He gifts me one of the books. I read the book. It's an amazing, amazing book if you get a chance to read it. And I recommended it to a professor friend of mine who decided to fold it into her 2007 U.S. Social Forum class, which was held in Atlanta that year during Maymester. I called the university to get the book because I couldn't find it online for a reasonable price for the students. Fast forward, I left my number with MUM Press. Somehow, by some serendipitous event, my email gets on the email list for the David Lynch Weekend with the admissions office. For me, it was an amazing opportunity to come through to hear about the David Lynch Weekend, to learn about TM, you know, even more directly because I had an opportunity with the assistance of the David Lynch Foundation to learn TM that weekend. It was April 25th was the date that I was taught TM. And decided to move up my date of admissions from the fall of 08, no, from the fall of 09 to the fall of 08. So I decided to cut short everything I was in doing in Atlanta by a year to come on through. And in my mind, it was one of the best decisions I ever made.
Let's go back. What was your relationship or knowledge of TM before Dr. Hagelin speaking at Morehouse?
That was it. There was no relation whatsoever. I didn't hear about Transcendental Meditation until having read that book. And what was interesting about it for me is, you know, you hear the Beatles song Across the Universe, and at the end of the song is Jai Guru Dev. I had no idea what that meant. I didn't know what it was. But it wasn't until I learned TM that I realized that, hey, wait a second, there's a connection here. And I began conducting research. And then I realized the long history of the University of Maharshi, University of Management, Maharshi Mahesh Yogi, and just the whole tradition itself and where this comes from. And so for me to have an opportunity to attend a university, more specifically in a graduate program focusing in Vedic science, that to me was a godsend.
You mentioned that you were on the list for a David Lynch weekend, so that enabled you to make the contacts and actually become a recipient of a scholarship from the foundation, the David Lynch Foundation.
Yes, it did. As a matter of fact, when I called, the day I received the email, I called immediately, and the person from whom the email was sent, they were unavailable at the time. I immediately called back. I get the guidance counselor, Ela Sabe, and she answered all my questions. I go to the website. I click on the link for the graduate programs, and I see Vedic Science. I'm like, what is this? I click on it. I read through what it was about, and I'm like, this is what I've been looking for. So for me, it was a perfect fit, and then to get the opportunity to come through to apply, first of all, for the scholarship to come through to learn Transcendental Meditation and also the travel scholarship for the visitors weekend was a great opportunity. And when I came through, I was not disappointed in any way, shape, or form with my experience.
Again, Baruti's our guest today here on the KMC Spotlight program as we take our monthly update with what's happening on the campus at MUM. Your course of study at Morehouse before coming to MUM?
Actually, I graduated from Georgia State University in Atlanta, and my mentor was at Morehouse, and I received an honorary degree from Morehouse by virtue of some work that I did with a nonprofit that I started in late 2006 called Radical Scholar. And it was part of what's called an induction of the Collegium of Scholars of Morehouse College, which is named after Dr. Martin Luther King. So it, to me, was an honor to receive that award. So I'm indirectly affiliated with Morehouse by virtue of having received this honorary award and the work that I've done within the community with Morehouse as well.
So let's talk about Maharshi Vedic Science. You're a doctoral student of Maharshi Vedic Sciences. Explain what that is.
In short, it's the science of consciousness. That's one of the most succinct responses that I could give to that question. I would also say, when you look around you and you see what may appear to be just random events, give you an example. You can take a seed. You can plant that seed in the ground. There's a series of interactions that occur between the seed and the soil to allow that seed to sprout, to break forth from the soil. It then grows into a tree. That tree then produces flowers, it produces fruit, and that fruit produces a seed. So you have this seed-to-seed perspective that occurs. So in Maharshi Vedic science, we're seeking to understand what one would call the laws of nature, all the laws of nature that have a direct experience and an intellectual understanding of it. And with transcending, when you have an experience of transcending, you have a direct experience of that home of all the laws of nature, as Maharshi would call it. And once you have that experience, for me at least, it left me with a knowingness that there's more to the physical world than meets the eye, and I want to know more of that. So within Maharshi Vedic science, we get an opportunity to intellectually understand what that process is that brings that seed to being through the process of seed to seed, and also the fundamental laws of nature that work, so therefore we can work more in harmony with them as opposed to against them. One of my mentors, Dr. Hilliard, he would often say, if you work with the laws of nature, you are at ease, but if you work against the laws of nature, you are at dis-ease, thereby creating disease.
How was it that you chose Vedic science as a
study?
As a discipline?
Well, I say to people often, I didn't choose Vedic science chose me. Because when I went to the website after speaking with Ela, asking all of the questions about what the David Lynch Weekend was about, the university itself, when I went to the website, there, if you go to mum.edu and you go to the graduate program, you'll see a number of programs for the MA and PhD program. I saw Vedic science, and I said, what's this? Click on it, and I never came back out and looked at any of the other disciplines. And for me, the whole track of higher states of consciousness, that one in their lifetime could have a deep, profound experience and understanding of what it means to be human, but be more than human, and working with those fundamental laws of nature, and also to recognize that simply by transcending, you can collect within your awareness an understanding that, how shall I say, supersedes normal understanding, if you will, whereby serendipitous events begin to happen for you because you, as we hear in the religious text, you take one step towards that creative power or God, and it takes two steps towards you. So you're working with it as opposed to working against it. So I would say I didn't really choose Vedic science. Vedic science chose me.
So in a practical application, where do you go from once you finish your doctoral studies, and where do you go from there?
There are many options. One would be in terms of the graduate program. I could choose to go to, say, for instance, a business who wants to initiate their employees or students with the practice of transcendental meditation. Once I learned to teach TM, you could go there and conduct research, do a pre and post test to determine, you know, what the environment was like, what the lives of the individuals who are working there are like, and then examine that and do it from a quantitative perspective. You could also do a qualitative research. You could ask questions of one regarding their experience and correlate that. You could also teach. I plan to teach personally and write and share ideas that these ideas are ancient. If you go back to any of the ancient texts, these things aren't new. Maharshi often says they're not new. They're just different forms at different times and different cultures just express them differently. And when you see that common thread running through them is this understanding of the transcendent, this understanding that we are more than the sum of our parts. It's like, okay, well, wait a second here. What's happening here? What's happening over here? And how might I have a better understanding of it? So for me, personally, it's about growing more in this understanding, number one. Number two, sharing it. Because one could argue clearly that you understand more, you learn more when you teach.
Ruti also serves as president of MUM's Global Student Council. How is it that you became president of the council?
Oh, that was a funny story. A gentleman by the name of Todd Ashelman, Pookie Freeburg, and several other students came to me on different occasions asking me if I would consider running for the Global Student Council. Initially, I was like, no, thank you. Last year, I was in the MA program for Maharshi Vedic Science, and knowing that I was going into the PhD program, I knew that my time would be very compact in what I needed to do for the program itself, and my focus, my dedication is to my studies. They came to me a second time. I was like, no, thank you. It's quite all right. They then invited me to a birthday gathering. I go. They bring it up again. A couple of new people came up and asked me about it. Prior to leaving the event, I said, I'll think about it. Went home that night, and I thought about it. And I'm sitting there thinking in my room, and something says, who are you not to? Someone came to you and asked you to be of service. Who are you not to? So for me, it was an opportunity to step forward in a role that not only served the university students, but the faculty and the larger community within Fairfield. So it was one of those situations where I had no designs, no plans. A group of students came to me, asked me if I would consider running, initially saying no twice. The third time I said, I think about it, I did. And the directive came through was, you know, who are you not to? Because you have a responsibility to be of service, particularly when you have a gift, something that the universe has bequeathed to you that you can share with others for their benefit as well.
So what is the mission of the council?
The mission of the council, in essence, is to serve as a conduit between the students, the faculty, staff, and the university, to serve as a sounding board so when students have concerns, we can present those to the faculty, to the administration, and say, what can we do to ameliorate some of the concerns the students are having? So in essence, we're that go-between between both parties.
Maruti is our guest here on the Spotlight program, talking about the Maharshi University of Management. And I'm assuming there is, because I've interacted with many students who have come to Fairfield. Is there a cultural shock for some coming to essentially rural Iowa and going to a college of this nature?
Well, I can speak from my experience. When I arrived here for the David Lynch weekend that Thursday of 24th of April, it was we get off the bus. A bunch of us are discussing this on the way here. We were excited about it. We're coming from various places. I came here from Atlanta. They picked us up from Cedar Rapids Airport. There was about 15 of us in the shuttle bus. And we're driving over, and we're having just various discussions. We get to campus, and there was just this feeling, this something. And then we all felt it. We didn't exactly know what it was. And in terms of a shock, I would say that people are nice. I mean, I lived in Atlanta for a number of years. I've traveled to New York, Philly, D.C., Chicago often, and other places. And in no other place have I been, even in Egypt, have I had so many people just walking down the street saying hello. And I lived in the South for a number of years where they talk about Southern hospitality. But in my mind, Southern hospitality has absolutely nothing on Fairfield hospitality. So for me, coming here, yes, it was a shock in terms of the niceness of the people because I wasn't anticipating that. And then, of course, the feeling you get while you're here of meeting various people from different parts of the world. We have over 75 countries represented on campus. So it's an incredibly diverse campus. I think the next campus in line is Michigan State with 15% of their population coming from different countries. Ours is about 80 to 85%.
Amazing. Again, we're talking with Maruti about the Maharshi University of Management. He is the president of the Global Student Council. What is some of the projects that the council is working on right now?
Currently, we're working with the Diversity Lecture Series. Last year, we had an event that prompted a whole discussion of what might we do to educate the community on various social issues. And with my background in history and sociology, both undergrad and graduate, it seemed to be a perfect fit and opportunity to introduce the Diversity Lecture Series. Ironically, the gentleman who serves as the treasurer for the Global Student Council, Josh Wilson, came up with the idea. It's called The World Is My Family Diversity Lecture Series. And we began with Professor Ron Perry in the month of January discussing how various communities come together through this exercise called the Barnga. It's a Barnga game. And people go around to various, I guess, say pods of communities, and they can't talk. So being unable to speak, you understand how important communication is to actually being successful in this game. The second month, which was February, we focused on, within African American History Month, we focused on the matter of race. And so for that, I played a clip from Dr. King's mountaintop speech, and his speech basically talks about around midnight, or most people would know it if I had sneezed. And that specific speech, many people had not heard. So for that session, we also shared Jane Elliott's work called the Blue-Eyed, Brown-Eyed study she did in 1968 after Dr. King was assassinated. The tape we showed, a video we showed, was called Stolen Eye. She did the same experiment with a group of people in Australia between the Aboriginals and the people of European ancestry who lived there as well, and really highlighted how, in terms of marginalizing behavior, if you don't realize that it's being done, you're not realizing the effect on the other party, you're not recognizing that you and that other person essentially are one. So the moment you have a deeper understanding of how marginalizing behavior, directly or indirectly, the effect that it has on someone, you have a complete psychological shift in how you then do things. So we did that last month. This month we have a wonderful opportunity. Julie Mandarino will be coming through to speak next week, Thursday night at 7:30. And she'll be facilitating in honor of National Women's History Month, and we're discussing gender equality and looking at it from the divine feminine and the divine masculine for next month.
Who makes up the council? It's obviously you as a president, but mm-hmm. then who else makes up the council and who's under the umbrella?
Well, there's a number of students. You have Ashley Smith, who is working with the Sustainable Council. Minka Borg is vice president of the Sustainable Council. We also have Josh Wilson, who's the treasurer. Ali, who's the vice president of the Global Student Council, along with myself. We have Teresa Golden. She is the president of the Cultural Committee. We have Andrew Perry, who serves as the president for the World Congress. We also have Shannon Mostafiz, and we also have Malena Hubner. They serve as recreation presidents together. I'm going around the table here. We have Ted Walker, who is the president of Student Forum. We have Remington G. Bain, who is the vice president of Student Forum. Let's see, whom else am I? Am I forgetting anyone else? I'm going around the table. Please forgive me, guys, if you're listening and I'm forgetting someone.
Doctoral student Maharshi Vedic Sciences, how much longer are you going to be? When will the thesis come out, I guess?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, the coursework officially ends in June. Then we have half a year of going through our written and oral comprehensive exams. Then we do our dissertation proposal. That's about a half year. And then my goal is to be done in another two years to have everything done. And I'm focusing on higher states of consciousness, looking specifically at Maharshi Vedic science in relation to Western mysticism and seeing how the two are echoing. And when you start looking at the research from the ancient texts, you start seeing some profound connection, which begs the question, what of the Vedic tradition, more specifically the ancient traditions, not Hinduism, but the Vedic tradition, because they're two distinct things, although one gave birth to the other, what are those common threads that run through? Dr. Evan Finkelstein did a very similar thing with respect to religions. He looked at Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, looking at the common threads that run through them in relation to Maharshi Vedic science for his doctoral dissertation several years ago. And so I'm looking to do something similar with Western mysticism specifically. So that's my goal.
Our guest today is Ben Baruti. He is a doctoral student in Maharshi Vedic Science at Maharshi University of Management in Fairfield, also president of the MUM's Global Student Council. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio. I thank Ken Forrest for getting us in touch with you, and don't be a stranger.
This was fun.
All right,
thank
thanks
you.
A lot.